Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to Views, the podcast.
Dude, how do you think that... This is just burning inside me.
What's your question?
How do you think people imagine us recording the podcast? Because it's just an audio podcast. So what are they thinking as they see us?
Maybe some people have never even seen us before.
Right. They may think that this voice probably, they're probably like, this guy's like a male model or something like that. He's traveled the world.
Maybe they think you're the younger guy.
Maybe.
Yeah, because when you listen to the podcast and I offer all the smart advice I do, they're probably assuming that that I am.
Yeah, like all those great theories about what if there wasn't night? Was it dark?
I don't know. I just feel like I come off smarter, so people probably are like, that's the intelligent
and
guy.
Your movie picks, they're the best.
Here we go again, shitting on 51st Dates.
I didn't say that.
All right, let's roll the intro music.
Oh. I have to confess something. Remember when we were like running out of your house because we thought someone was breaking into Natalie's car and then you left?
How long ago was this?
This was like a couple weeks ago.
Oh, yeah.
Well, and then everyone was like going to see the car. I ran into the bathroom to pee and I peed everywhere.
Are you fucking kidding me?
No.
That was you?
It was me.
You peed all over the floor.
I peed all over the floor.
Wait.
I was in a rush. I was panicked because everyone was going.
We had the plumber come because we thought our pipes were broken.
It was me.
Wait, you're kidding me.
Wait, you know
me.
That we had the plumber come?
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
No.
How much did it cost?
Well, it's not that. But we had the plumber come and we were like, there's pee everywhere. And like Taylor thought it was me or some shit.
I was scared to ask him. I didn't want to offend him.
I was like,
Taylor,
so sorry.
I know how to pee. Like, that's not me. I was pee all over the toilet bowl. And that was you?
It was on the floor.
No, on the floor.
Yeah, on the floor.
That's what I mean.
I tried to clean it up.
Are you fucking kidding me?
I just peed everywhere. And then another time I went in there and I was like, I don't want that to happen again. That's awful.
Yeah.
That I peed everywhere. Yeah. Honest. And then I sat down to pee like a lady. And I don't know if this has ever happened to you, but have you ever sat down to pee like a lady and then it goes between the seat and the bowl anyway?
No.
You've never done that?
No.
Yeah, and then it was all over the floor again.
While you were sitting down?
While I was sitting down.
Wait, are you fucking with me?
I'm fucking with you.
Jay, you pissed all over my floor?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Wait, have you?
And then the second time when I peed all over the floor, we weren't in a rush because you weren't running to see if someone broke into Natalie's car. So that I like really cleaned up good and like made sure.
Because it was like, all like, I mean, it was like you could see because the floors are white there, which is a problem. And you could just see yellow all over the toilet bowl. And we told the plumber, we're like, we think there's a leak in the pipes because there's water coming out. Because as you can see, there's pee everywhere. And dude, at least my house isn't broken. I thought that's good news. Nat, what happened?
So the other day, a couple of us rented a boat.
Yeah.
We went in like 2 separate cars and we were all like carpooling down to rent the boat. And I think it was Zane and Heath and Mariah were in their own car and they're driving on their way or whatever. And they pull up next to this and they were in like Heath's truck.
Yeah.
So they're like, up high. Right.
Yeah.
And they pull up next to this other car, a little Corvette at the stoplight. And it's this guy and he's getting a blowjob from the girl next door. And they pull up on like this guy getting like roadhead.
He's getting a blowjob in his Corvette.
He's getting a blowjob at the red light in his Corvette by this girl.
I got Joe a Corvette. Could this be a story about Joe?
It is not about Joe.
Oh, okay.
So it was really funny and like everyone was like laughing and screaming, whatever. They're like, holy shit, like hoop, you know, it's such a rare occurrence to roll up on somebody like that. And then we get onto our boat, whatever. We're pulling out into the ocean way and we're waiting for like the bridge to lift or whatever. So we're all just like waiting. on our boat, and this other little boat comes
we
up.
We're on a boat, by the way. We're rich.
No.
On our big boat.
And while we were on the boat, just waiting, you know, on the boat.
I'm trying to accurately paint the fucking picture.
With loads of money in our pocket.
Okay, no, that wasn't
I'm kidding, it was literally
like the smallest, cheapest little ratchet boat. Anyway, okay. Whatever. So this other little boat pulls up next to us, and Zane goes, hold on, is that the girl?
Oh, no way.
And it's literally like, we didn't even go the same direction as this couple, but somehow they ended up at the same like boat intersection. And then Zane's pointing to her boat and she looks over and she's like, she just lost it dying. And she taps the guy and she's like, it's them. Because there was this whole like moment that we had like car to car. And then now we were having it again, boat to boat. It was just so funny.
Oh, that's funny. Wait, when you guys were in the car, they knew that you guys saw him?
Oh, yeah, you know, he looked up and he was like, yeah, brother. Like,
oh.
You know.
Oh, that's funny.
And it was a whole thing.
On the boat, were they having sex or just standing there?
No, they were just chilling, like hanging out, drinking, whatever.
Damn. Did you guys return the favor? Did you and Todd give him a show?
No, we did not.
That's rude.
So the other day we were driving the car, it was me and Taylor, and she's looking through TikToks, and one of the TikToks has the song playing, the Fleetwood Mac song, you know that one.
Yeah, Dreams, yeah.
Sing it.
Now here you go again, you say,
aren't you free?
Yeah, that one. And it's a puppy, and it's a TikTok of just like a puppy, like looking out the window.
It was my friend's dog.
Whatever, who cares? It was Taylor's friend's dog, and I go, oh, that's Dogface. because if you know Dogface, he's the guy who's he has the cranberry juice and he's on the longboard and he's singing to that music and he's vibing to that music.
Yeah.
And fucking not a peep from Taylor. Not a laugh. Not a single laugh. And I say it and she looks up at me, she goes, mm-hmm. And then we drive for like another, like, I don't know, another 15 seconds. And I go, you really thought that wasn't funny? Like, you really thought.
No. First he goes, did you get it? And I was like, yes, I got it.
I was so
did pissed. You get it? Be honest.
Yes, I'm being honest.
Because I feel like it's a pretty good joke. It was a puppy, and it was the music, and I'm like, that's Dogface. Ha, ha, ha. And then, whatever. That happened, and then, like, 2 hours go by, and I'm showing her a TikTok of this guy, this dude putting on colorblind glasses for the first time, and he can see. And like he can finally see. You know how emotional those videos are, right?
Yeah.
And he takes the glasses out of the box and he puts them on his face. And the second he puts them on his face, Taylor starts cracking up. And I go, what the fuck? I got so mad. I was like, first of all, this isn't supposed to be funny. Why the fuck are you laughing? And second of all, this is supposed to be emotional. So, and I think she's just.
Why did you laugh at that, Tay?
Because the glasses, I thought, like, were the color, and he was blind. So I thought they were, like, doing a joke, like, colorblind.
She thought that he was like a blind guy and they're like, do you see the colors? I don't know.
I think you scarred her with the dog face.
So now she's just laughing.
Gotta remember to laugh at the TikToks.
No, I know.
TikTok it is.
Oh, you know what? That's what it was. Now I'm gonna fucking show her soldiers coming home not seeing their relatives in 2 years and she's gonna be cracking up.
No, that's just so not, it's not your humor to be like, oh, look, it's dog face.
Yeah, it's not my humor.
No, he does like puns.
It caught me off guard though.
So last podcast, I talked about this thing where I thought it would be cool because there's so many tickets and seats left on airplanes. I was like, it'd be cool if an airline could offer you a ticket, but it's a lot cheaper and you don't know where it's going. So that's why it's a lot cheaper because it's like a random location every time.
Yeah.
And I said this on the podcast yesterday, but I also said this on the podcast like, I think like a year and a half ago, I talked about it.
Yeah.
And someone just tweeted me this link from CNN International. Like it's a legit source.
Okay.
And this was posted 2 months ago. Air New Zealand is bringing back its Mystery Breaks program where travelers pay a flat fee to book an entire vacation package with the airline and agree not to find out their destination until 2 days before they leave.
Wow.
How fucking insane is that?
From your lips to their
literally
flight pattern.
The fucking same thing I was saying.
Wow.
Wait, what? You literally were just saying the same thing.
I know, and I said this before. I don't think they stole my idea. I think people were just thinking the same thing.
But I think the airlines are probably had this idea, Dave.
You don't think Air New Zealand's a big
years.
You don't think Air New Zealand's a huge fan of the Vlogs? And they were like, "Oli, we know how to." I don't know the New Zealand accent, but yeah. So that fucked me. That bummed me out.
It's tough when you have an idea that is not gonna you're never gonna be able to put it into play.
Well, honestly, that makes me happier.
Tay, when does Dave annoy you?
When does Dave?
Yeah.
Annoy.
Yeah.
Oh.
When's the last time he annoyed you? Ella, when's the last time Dave annoyed you?
About 11 minutes ago.
I've been trying to get this Iron Man suit for like fucking ever. And the guy just stopped responding to me. They're in China, and they're you know, we're up at different times, so our communication is horrible. I've been DMing back and forth.
Sure.
And yesterday, after 2 weeks, he finally got back to me. He goes, check your email invoice. And I checked it, and there was an invoice for the Iron Man suit. It was a statue, and it was $9,500. It was to send to buy this Iron Man suit to a Chinese company somewhere. And I was like, okay, you don't have my address or my name or like which one I want specifically. Like, are you sure? Like, you know which one I want? Yeah. And he didn't respond for another 20 minutes. And then I sent another one and be like, hey, text me if you just want a quicker response. That'll be easier. And he didn't respond for another 20 minutes. And I was getting really impatient because I was like, I didn't get a hold of this guy for 2 weeks. So I'm like, I'm just going to fucking go for it. I just sent him the money. And then after I sent him the money, I was like, this is my, I just sent you the money. Here's my address, by the way. Because I'm just so desperate for this fucking Iron Man.
David, how do you know the guy's just going to walk away with it?
I don't know, bro. There's something.
Is it a guy? Is he a reputable dealer?
I don't know. I mean, it's a Chinese.
How'd you find him?
It's a Chinese place. I saw TikTok. And it's the fucking coolest Iron Man outfit, and I don't know.
You saw like a Chinese TikTok?
Yeah.
How did you understand it?
It took Mandarin in high school.
Bro, this is the shit that you do, and then fucking David's business manager will call us and be like, yo, what the fuck is this $9,000? And we're like, yo, honestly, I don't know. And then we ask David, he's like, oh, yeah, it's the Iron Man suit I just bought. It's like, bro, you literally spend money like a five-year-old.
No, I don't.
How do you send money to someone that you don't even know who's receiving
because
it?
Because I don't
want to
wait anymore. And I
just want to get it done.
And who's, okay, if you're a scam artist, why are you scamming people in Iron Man statues?
Because they're dumbasses like you that really want it.
Yeah, but like, come on, if I'm a scam artist, I'm going to like pick something that like more people want. So we'll see.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I was thinking about this the other day. You know when I feel most respected?
When?
When I'm walking by a guy leaf blowing, and he turns it off as I pass by. Do you know what I'm talking about? Like you're, and it's been since I was fucking little.
Yeah.
Like there's something about like an older gentleman turning off the leaf blower or the lawnmower or whatever when you walk by, so a rock doesn't come and hit you in the face. Right. There's something so cool about it and like so like human about it. Like we're all taking care of each other here at the end of the day. Like I may have a job, but I see you, I recognize you, another person walking by, and I'm gonna make sure you don't get hurt. Like I think that's sick.
Right.
I don't know. Well, that's just the thought I've had. I mean, listen, man.
Is this the TED Talk that you're building?
Yeah. This is part of it. This is how I open it.
Okay.
Explain to the audience what just happened.
I went to put my gum in a napkin. I picked up the napkin. There was already a big piece of gum in there, and I dropped the big piece of gum on the ground.
Yeah.
And then I picked up the gum on the ground, and I put my gum in there. Now that me and your gum is sharing that napkin.
Yeah.
And then you freaked out.
Yeah, I freaked out. But I want to show you what's in my gum, and I wanted it to be a surprise.
What happened?
Oh, look at this. Look at my gum.
Let me take a look.
You see what's in there?
Some black stuff on that gum.
No. Look at that. Look at the white thing that's attached to my gum.
Is that a tooth?
That's my tooth.
What?
Isn't that crazy?
What happened? Actually, what happened to your tooth?
I was chewing and the top of my tooth just
came right off.
Hey, maybe we got to get a different dentist.
Oh, no.
Just kidding, Danny. Yeah. Your tooth came off?
That's so funny because Megan's getting her wisdom teeth removed by Danny.
Tomorrow.
And then she came here like freaking out. Yeah, she's getting them done tomorrow. And she came here freaking out. She's like, is this guy good? Is this guy good? I'm like, he's great.
Wait, what?
And then my tooth is missing in my thing, in her face.
I've literally been sweating since I sat down.
She just went blood red.
I should be doing that. Is that a tooth that Danny worked on?
Yeah, that's a tooth that Danny worked on. But it's a temporary part of my tooth that was like put on there.
Oh, well, I'm canceling my appointment.
Yeah. Guys, we're trying to get Jason to come here on the podcast, and it was taking him a long time.
Oh, my God. I'm here on the dot at 4:30.
No, I know. But everyone else came earlier, so I was like, let's just get Jason. And we texted him. We're like, Jason, hurry up. I texted him that. And then 5 minutes later, we get a call. It's a group FaceTime, and it's a butt dial from Jason. And it's him getting in his car, and all you hear is, well, you could tell everybody.
I was just like, fuck this.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Yeah, bro. He was so pissed. All you, like, I'm not even kidding. It sounds like we're making this up, but he literally, his phone picked up and it was like in his hand and he was like, fuck. And then right when he came in, he goes, I'm sorry, guys. And we go, for what? And he goes, I don't know what you guys heard. So did you say more stuff?
I think I threw a few more fuck this, but I hit my head. You see, I was at the house. I ordered the kids food. First of all, I asked the kids to come here. They didn't want to come because Charlie had on mascara and she didn't want you guys to see her in mascara or something. I don't know. Aww. And then I ordered them food and then it got canceled. Then they wanted Starbucks. Then I came in. I was putting them in my house to go get Starbucks and they just take so long. They don't understand that, like, I have a fucking job and I have somewhere to be.
Right.
And then I turned and I hit my head.
Oh, and that's why you were screaming?
And that's when the butt dial went off.
Oh, no.
And then I was just like, just get in the house. Just take the fucking cake box.
Yeah,
let's
you
go.
Butt dial like a fucking madman, bro.
I know. It's so embarrassing
okay, I
to
do
be 47
too,
and butt dial.
You have a lot of problems.
Well, that's not very nice.
Dude, I told Megan to come over. This is fucking, I could not believe this shit.
I don't really understand why you were so shocked by this.
She goes, I can't. And I go, what's wrong? And she's like, my check engine light is on. They told me I'm not allowed to drive.
I'm serious.
Megan.
What? I don't understand why that's so crazy.
All my cars have check engine lights on.
Seriously?
Yes, Megan.
I've never had that
you
come on
before.
You
just need an oil change, maybe?
No, I had an oil change.
Megan, that's so normal. I cannot explain to you.
Well, I have an appointment tomorrow at 8:30.
Dude, she was like, free. I'm like, just come. And she's like, I can't drive. I have the appointment tomorrow at 8:30. They told me not to use the car. Like, it's fucking, like, it's dynamite.
Sounds like she just didn't want to come.
No.
Aren't we true?
No, Jay, she was being honest. It sounded like if she got in the car, it'd blow up. Like, Megan, do you realize do you realize how many people have check engine lights on? Everyone would just be.
No, I
you
know.
Just see random by the rules kind of gal.
When it comes to, like, car stuff, yeah. Just because it's, like, so not in my wheelhouse, like, I don't understand technology very well, but it wasn't the oil change light. It was, like, the engine light.
Yes, Megan, that's so normal.
I don't know.
My
don't
Tesla
like
and my Aston Martin both have
but you're, like, a unique breed when it comes to that type of stuff.
What are you talking about?
You just, like, let it go, and it somehow works out for you.
I'm telling you, anybody with any car has the check engine light on. I promise you, it's like, the most normal thing.
Like, for example, the other day I was driving, and the tire pressure thing came on, and I was like, oh, that's weird. I'll just keep driving. And I was like, actually, let me just check it out. And I'd go into a gas station, and I had a nail in my tire.
Speaking of cars and problems, another employee of ours, Taylor Hudson. Taylor, say hello.
Hello, that is me.
Taylor, yesterday, totaled her car.
Oh, no. What happened?
Hey.
Yeah, I did.
The one you bought her?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What happened?
I still got mine.
Taylor got in a little car accident.
Are you okay?
Jason just said, I still got mine. Just a rubber.
Me too.
First
you
of
can
all,
borrow mine.
No one got hurt, thankfully. Great. But her car is fucking destroyed. It's like gone to pieces.
And did your airbags go off?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Her entire front's gone.
And you weren't hurt at all?
Oh my God, Tay!
She's got some cuts and stuff.
Oh my God, Tay, your hand! Did you make her keep working, David, after the accident?
Yeah, this is her by her car.
Oh my God!
Who'd you call first, David?
Yeah,
she called me, and she's like, she's crying. She's like, you need to get over here right now. This is so bad. I'm like, okay, I know she got in a car accident, but dude, how she was freaking out!
I would have too. 1,000%.
I know, but like the amount she was freaking out, I was like, she killed 3 people.
Oh, yeah.
Like, she took 3 people with her. Yeah. This is fucked. Like, and I was like, I was just trying to like.
I wasn't even like sobbing that much, though.
It was so scary because, no, you were crying, and I heard the OnStar in the background.
Yeah.
So she was talking to both me and her, like, the Mercedes contact that goes, is everything okay? And she was like answering both questions. So she was like really panicky. And I was like, Tay, how many people are hurt? Like, I was trying to get all the information as I'm speeding over there.
Right.
I was fucking
freaking out. Scary. I was so scared. And then I got there, and it was fine. And it was crazy. There was this, like, one guy that pulled over, and he was just, like, helping direct traffic. He was just, like, a random civilian. And he, like, put his jacket on. He had a flashlight, and he was helping people. And he was, like, really nice to, like, both the people involved. Oh, nice. And I was like, when do you think the cops will come? He's like, ah, the cops aren't coming.
Yeah.
And, like, the cars were, like, fucking shattered, like, glass everywhere. The front bumper was, like, across the street. Like, it was – the cars were everywhere. And he was just like, yeah, cops don't come for this stuff. And then luckily – luckily a cop came by, and it was really funny. He recognized me, and at the end Taylor goes, he bought me this car. But no, Taylor, yeah, everything's fine, which is awesome because it could have been so much worse. But what was so crazy is an hour and a half after I dropped Taylor off at my car to drive home, I got a call from King, this guy who works at Mercedes,
yeah,
who sold me Taylor's car.
Right.
He sold me her car, and he calls me, and he's like, hey, brother, I haven't talked to him in months. He's like, hey, brother, you came up on my mind this morning. Something just told me to call you.
Wow. Oh,
I wanted to see if you're okay.
The universe is crazy.
I remember King.
Yeah. And I was like, what the fuck? And I was like, dude, you must be the best salesman on planet Earth. Because
he got an alert.
because my assistant actually just got in a car accident with the car you sold us. And he goes, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. Like, I knew this morning that I had to call you, and I put it off till tonight because I had some things.
That's crazy.
That is wild.
It's insane.
That's literally crazy.
And he's and I got text from him like 3 hours later. He's like, but if you need anything, come on in.
Oh my God. So was the car salvageable? Like,
oh, and the cop got there and he told me this weird thing. He was like, when the tow came, he was like, make sure that's your tow, because I didn't know people do this, but there's scammer tow trucks that just drive around and they look for accidents and then they pick you up and they hold you in their impound lot. For like they won't let you get your car back, and then every day they charge you $200 for your car being there, and it's like a scam that they all do. And the tow truck guy got there, and like the cop went to go talk to him, and the cop was like, "Who are you with?" He was like interrogating this fucking
really?
Yeah, because it's like a normal thing where like tow truck drivers like scam people, and the tow truck guy was like, I'm with the client, and the cop's like, who's the client? And they're like, dealership. And he's like, what dealership? And he's like, Mercedes. And he's like, okay, you're
no,
free.
No, that's nice.
Yeah, but like he was like making sure that like this person wasn't like trying to. Like,
that's
wow.
Crazy. I mean, that would probably be really easy to do. I just never thought
so
of
easy,
it.
And it's so crazy that like they do that to people that are in fucking accidents. Like
right,
that's so shitty to shit on somebody
point.
That's like in the worst. Point
that's
of their
wild.
Point of the day.
Wait, the guy you mentioned, the guy that was like a civilian helping out, and he put the vest on.
Yeah.
Did you hear him go? Yeah, I work for Dr. Phil.
Oh yeah, you work for Dr. Phil.
Really?
Yeah, so yeah. Funny. I was like, my friend's Dr. Phil.
Yeah.
Well, once a week.
I got so mad. Taylor told me this morning, and this is like halfway. She calls me on FaceTime, and she's like, "Hey, what are you doing?" I'm like, "Oh, nothing. What are you doing?" She's like, "I got into a little accident last night." I was like, "What?" And I was like, you didn't call me or tell me? But when her fucking a rock flew into her windshield,
that
like 2
traumatic.
Months ago, she calls me immediately. Oh my God, a rock just flew into my windshield. And then doesn't call me and she totals her car. There's I got so scared.
There's something frustrating about a rock in a windshield.
Right, because that's like, it's like.
You live with it forever. Yeah. Like, it's just like
and
always
you're just
there.
Staring at it and it's like.
Well, you also call me when a bird flew into your car.
Right.
I feel like that happens to you a lot, Taylor.
Yeah.
That does happen to me a lot. I don't know. One time in my Mini Cooper, I went into a little shopping area and then like my friends and I got ice cream, like whatever. And then I'm pulling out, right? And this girl goes, roll down your window. And I was looking around like, wait, me? And I rolled down my window and she goes, there's a bird stuck in your grill of your car. And it literally had its wings still up like it was flying.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/RS10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/RS10 today.
Hey, Joe Volpes is here, guys. It's his birthday.
Give Joe a mic. Give Joe a mic. Guys, it's Joe Volpes' birthday. Joe Volpes is our editor of the podcast. We used to, you may know him from the Teeny Weeny. And since it's his birthday, Joe, we have something very special for you today. We're going to give you a full minute.
Are you kidding me?
A full minute on the podcast.
We're back?
Well, just a minute. Just a Teeny Weeny, 60 seconds for you. It's so funny because I was talking to Jason and today earlier I texted him. I was like, we should give Joe 2 minutes. But when you got here, I was like, let's just do 60.
Okay. I don't know what to talk about. I wasn't prepared.
You got about 37 seconds left.
Joe,
what's up,
Joe, your 60 seconds starts now.
What's up, weenies? Welcome back to the Teeny Weenie Podcast. My name's Joe, and today we're going to be interviewing someone very special who hasn't been on the podcast yet, Jason Nash.
Hi, Joe. Great to be on the Teeny Weenie. It's been a while.
Imagine he actually had a guest prepared. Like, he had this whole thing. He had him in the car because every time we do a podcast, he brings someone by just in case we give him a chance.
Is the clock running?
Yeah, it's at 38 seconds.
Am I allowed to talk about...
Yeah.
I can?
Yeah.
Holy crap. Guys, I have my own podcast now. It's called Lightweight Podcast. It's with my best
friend. Oh, my God. Look at the time. For some reason, the time's moving a lot faster. Oh, yeah. When you plug another podcast, the time jumps.
It's called Lightweights. It's with Ilya Fedorovich.
No.
My best friend.
And that's all the time we have.
Good job, crazy. Joe.
Thank you, Joe.
Joe, would you rather fly or have Sad Bobby talk?
Sad Bobby talk in a heartbeat.
Oh, wow.
Wait, dead ass?
Yeah, Sad Bobby's my dog.
Wait. You'd rather have your dog talk than you being able to fly.
100%.
No. Joe, stop. I'm being dead ass. Don't be funny.
I'm not being funny.
Hey, Dad, let's go outside.
First of all, you don't know if he'd call you Dad. if that dog can speak its mind, he'd probably hate you.
That's not true at all.
No, I'm kidding. But wait. Your dog, what's its life expectancy?
12 years.
14.
14. With the way Joe pampers him, probably like 16.
He's never seen concrete. He always gets carried.
Okay, so 16 years of your dog talking, and then it's over, but you can fly for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
What conversations would you have with your fucking little puppy?
If he's hungry, if he wants to go for a walk, if he likes Megan.
Dude, you know, you gave up flying for your dog to go, hey man, I got a shit. That's what you're giving up.
You're opening up a whole other bunch of problems. What if he doesn't like Megan?
How cool would that be, having the only talking dog? He could get movies, brand deals, TV shows.
Yo, dumbass, you'd be the only flying human. You'd get movies and TV shows.
Yeah, but a talking dog would be
Joe,
so cool.
Man. Dude, that'd be really funny if like Joe was the guy who had a superpower. Mm-hmm. Like out of everybody on Earth, like news stations came to interview him. I just couldn't imagine people watching and be like, this is the guy? Joe's just explaining.
You can read minds.
Yeah, one day I walked outside and I could fly. That's really funny. Oh, Megan, this is interesting. Can we please talk about this?
What?
You're bringing this up. You're going to the gynecologist.
Okay. Let's talk about female health.
No, I think this is crazy. I've never been to a gynecologist myself.
You don't say.
Oh, you haven't?
No. So, okay, walk me through it. Is it like I would imagine it being? Like,
you want me to actually walk you
through? How do you imagine it?
What do you imagine?
Let's first see what you think
what
it
do you
would
think
be.
Happens?
Well, okay. I actually don't. I don't know why I said that because I don't really imagine it.
Do they use their hands?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wait. What
gloves or no gloves?
Gloves.
Gloves.
What do they put in there?
They use a plastic.
With plastic.
Tong.
Okay, yeah. So time out. You're sitting on a chair and your legs are spread open like in the air.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just yearly you get looked at.
But they test you for like pap smear and they like touch your boobs to make sure you don't have like breast cancer.
This guy sounds like a pervert. They touch your boobs and then they kiss you and make sure your lips are nice.
I had a really nice experience. I had my regular annual physical.
You had a nice experience?
Well,
I'd love to read the Yelp reviews on gynecologists.
Well, no. So I went to my regular doctor a month ago. And I've like had a few lumps and stuff in my boobs. Everything's fine. But I was like, can you just check this? Like, just I kind of want you to feel it. And he was like, you want me to feel your boob? I was like, oh, yeah, go for it. And he was like, okay, let me get a female nurse in here. And he grabbed a female nurse. And he was like, I just want her to chaperone. I was like, what a gentleman you are.
That is really, really good.
Sweet. He has to do that.
For guys, you have to, they put
you
their
cough.
Balls.
Yeah.
Yeah, they put their balls. For guys, they put their balls in your mouth and you cough on them. No, they hold your balls and then you have to cough. I don't know. Do we do those anymore? I don't do those because I'm not in school, but I feel like that's when you do
them. Yeah, I've done that.
You still do them every year? Is that like a thing?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, but I mean, I haven't had a physical in a while, but yeah.
I haven't done it in a while. But yeah. So that's different. And that's weird when it's like, I hate when it's young people.
Like, I hate when it's
Notice it. I guess I just go in, like, really trusting that they're, like, medical professionals. Right.
I just need it to be, like, an old person. Like, I don't want it to be anybody that I can maybe catch at the same place I would go to. Like, yeah. I don't want to see the doctor just grab my balls at Sour
Ranch. Also, like, right. Someone may recognize you if they're, like, within your age range.
Right.
Like, an old guy may not.
Right, right.
That, yeah. I wouldn't want to go to someone and be like, David Dobrik, how are you?
Dude, your YouTube videos are the best. Yeah, your balls, though. This is a little random, but I have this weird thing with magic. I don't know why, but, like, I when someone's doing a magic trick or, like, someone's performing it, like, I want people to be respected, and I want people to be respectful when they're watching a trick. And there's one thing I hate. I hate when, like, people, like, predict the magic trick. I don't know. And they, like, try to trick the person that's doing the trick.
Sure.
Like, that bums me out for some reason. And there was one time I was – this was, like, I think, like, a year and a half ago or, like, 2 years ago. I was talking to this girl, and we hung out, like for, like, 3-4 weeks consecutively, which is, like, pretty big for me. Like, that was a lot of commitment for me. I was, like – surprised that I met somebody. And there was one day she was over. I was having, like, a party, and I showed her a magic trick, and I was like, pick a card, any card. She picked a card, and then I shuffled the deck, and I noticed her card was no longer in it, and she put the card in her own pocket to fuck with me.
Oh God.
And
she got the wrath of David.
And I was just like, like, obviously I kept my composure on the outside, but inside, like, a volcano erupted.
and you wanted to do your trick.
Yeah, and I was just like, I can't do this anymore.
Did you break up with her?
No, I didn't break up. I wasn't dating her, but I was just like, and I wasn't even dramatic. I was just, like, still nice to her.
Right.
But I was just like, I could never talk to her again like that.
And she probably has no idea.
No, I don't think it was, like, that big of a deal for her. I really don't. But, like, to me, like,
that was the moment.
Yeah.
That you said, no, she isn't the one. More.
Like, I was like, no, I don't know. I can't believe that happened. And I was, like, so bummed out that for the rest of the night, I was just completely off. I was, like, not talking to anybody. And I don't know why it was such a big deal to me.
Hey, what's going on? You okay? You seem weird. You seem like you're upset about something.
Yeah, check Megan's pocket. She has the ace of spades in there. No, but yeah, I don't know.
Is everything all right?
What do you mean?
Is it something with the magic trick? Are you mad about that or
what?
No, is everything?
Oh, you're still in character.
If you had to be trapped on a desert island with two YouTubers for 1 month,
desert island,
who would you choose?
With two YouTubers?
Yeah. Choose three. Three YouTubers. 1 month.
Mr. Beast.
Okay.
Casey Neistat.
Yeah.
And Joe.
Yes! That's a good group.
That's actually a really good
group.
That's
a really good group.
Yeah.
Casey would be good on the island.
Casey would be good. Casey would figure it out.
Casey would fucking...
Mr. Beast would get the funding. And Joe would be a perfect sacrifice if something came on the island. If, like, something showed up on the island and was like, yo, like, we need one of you, it would be like, Joe, take Joe.
Yo, Jay and Nat, when you guys were younger, you guys ever masturbated in school?
No, never.
No, when you were younger?
No, I never masturbated in school, no.
Nat, have you ever masturbated in school?
I'd be very bold.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, me neither.
Views podcast. Wait, episode 10,000. You ever hijack a plane? No, Dave. None of us have. Have you?
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I have a question. I was just curious. I was bored. I went on a
porn date. He didn't get hard.
No. I'm confused why one of the like top porn categories is all about, it's always like family. It's like stepsister, stepbrother, incest. It's like, right. Why is that something that people are so attracted to? I'm so confused. Like I get more the like teacher thing, or, you know, it's like teacher fucks fantasies, student, or like boss fucks employee on the desk, or whatever the fuck.
Me and Matt.
Ew, what the fuck?
Oh, God. Matt doesn't have a desk. It's already in David's bed.
What category were you looking for?
Okay. I wasn't looking for any category.
Guys who can't get hard.
Guys who can't get hard. Yeah, that turns out
I don't know. This doesn't usually happen to me. Yeah, something's weird. Oh, God. I'm so sorry.
I was like, yes. Tell me more how you can't get hard.
I don't know. It's just like.
My friend dated a porn star once. And he loved it because he was like, you know how you're always scared that your girlfriend's fucking somebody? Well, now you know that she's fucking somebody. And it like takes the fear away from it. That's what he said. I'm being completely serious. And this was like when we first moved here and like we didn't have a lot of money. And he's like, and we get to travel a lot of different places. So
she can go fuck other guys.
Yeah. So, I mean, he loved it. I mean, it's each his own, right? Like if you're into that shit, whatever. Like have fun. It's not hurting anybody.
You know who else dated a porn star?
Who?
Joe.
You dated a porn star?
No, you did not.
Joe.
We were on our way to Six Flags, and she was figuring out her first gangbang scene on the phone with her manager.
Are you fucking kidding me?
What? Joe, what? You dated a porn star?
We have the title of the podcast, everybody. We have the title. He banged us. His girlfriend gangbanged six people.
Wait, was she a porn star when you went into it?
Yeah.
And is that why you liked her?
Yeah. It was cool.
Did you watch her before?
I mean, we didn't date.
Why are you looking at me?
Joe's looking at his current girlfriend now for reassurance.
Tough spot for Joe to be in. David wanting the story from Joe, but Annalise right next to him.
How will he dig himself out of this one, especially on his birthday?
Definitely should have left, David. Definitely should have left an hour ago.
Wait, okay, so Joe, so explain that to me.
We only hung out like a handful of times, but she was just like telling me stuff about the industry, and eventually it was just like, oh, okay.
You guys started dating.
Why are you being
so weird about this, bro? Fucking talk about it.
Because we weren't like boyfriend or girlfriend or anything. But like she would just give me like
Joe's so nervous to talk about this in front of his girlfriend. Like we weren't like really dating. And we barely kissed. So you guys were having sex?
No, we didn't.
You didn't have sex with the porn star?
No, because that was...
You went to Six Flags with her?
We went to... Like, we, like, did stuff, but, like... No. We didn't do stuff.
Dude, Joe is so nervous.
Because we...
Do you miss her?
No.
Oh, man.
Oh, God.
She lived by Jason's old... apartment building.
Don't bring me into this.
So Annalise, how do you feel about this? How did you learn that he was in into porn?
He told me about it.
Oh, he did?
He dated one girl for a while, and then after they broke up, she also became a porn star.
Damn.
Annalise, are you a porn star?
No.
Joe's got a tight.
Joe, yeah.
He's got a tight.
That's tough in a relationship, Joe, when you choose to share something. You're like, I probably should have fucking not said that.
Yeah, and then they bring it up 4 years later.
on a podcast.
Every day.
To 1.5 million people.
All right, guys. That's all the time we have for today's podcast. Thank you guys for listening. Jason, thank you for coming and being a part of it. You know,
thanks, sir.
you're a big friend of the show. We love having you
here. thanks for having me. Pays well.
Yeah. Jason's also has a book coming out, so you guys may want to go check that out soon. It's not out for a little bit.
No, it'll be out this year, yeah.
What is it called?
I Fucked Up So You Don't Have To.
Beautiful name.
Yeah.
Beautiful name. Well, we'll see you guys later. My name is Josh. Bye.